Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Let's learn something new, starting off with our question for today. We're asking, have you ever eaten at a restaurant that uses robots? If yes, describe it. If no, would you like to?
I have eaten at a restaurant that uses robots before, Garrett. It was very specifically acting as a server. So you could use a tablet to order what you wanted to eat, and then a robot on wheels could bring it to your table.
I certainly have eaten at the same kind of restaurant. Today we're talking about these kinds of restaurants, some of which have robots that do much more than just carry food around.This lesson is called Robots in the Kitchen. Let's jump into it.
Robots in the Kitchen, at your service. Whether you're out and about in Japan, Singapore, Europe, or the US, you're bound to get hungry. Relieve your hunger quickly at a robot restaurant.At Tokyo's Vino Spaghetti, P-Robo can serve you a pasta dish in 45 seconds. In Singapore, RoboChef is waiting to serve up a variety of dishes in 2 to 3 minutes. At Bots and Pots in Europe, robots deliver nearly 100 servings of different dishes every hour without human help. At a couple of fast food restaurants in the U.S., state-of-the-art robots are waiting to flip burgers and serve them.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 variety 这个名词，意思是多样化、种类。譬如The market offers a broad variety of unusual vegetables and snacks, so customers can try something new on each visit. 这家市场提供多样化的奇特蔬菜和点心，让顾客每次造访都能尝试新东西。与 variety 带有相同字根 V-A-R-I 的形容词是 various, 意思是各种不同的。譬如Eva prepared various dishes for the barbecue, so everyone had something they'd enjoy. Eva 为烤肉聚会准备了各式各样的菜肴，让每个人都能吃到自己喜欢的菜。另外一个带有 vari 字根的是名词 variable, 意思是变数或可变因素。譬如In the experiment, temperature was the main variable, which researchers adjusted to observe how other variables were affected. 在该实验中，温度是主要的变数，研究人员借由调整温度来观察其他变数如何受到影响。
When you're hungry and don't want to cook yourself, you might often go to a restaurant. You go out to eat.Traditionally, there are people that serve you and make that food for you. These days, though, there are other options.
There are other options. There are robots that are at your service. We see this phrase right away in our lesson, friends, so let's talk about it. At your service means ready to help you.
Yeah, for example, a server might come to your table at the restaurant.And say, I am at your service.
This is a way to let people know that you will get them anything they need or do anything they ask you to do.
So who is at our service today? That would be robots.
Let's find out how robots are at our service in our lesson, friends. Reading together, whether you're out and about in Japan, Singapore, Europe, or the US, you're bound to get hungry.
You know what? I think even if I weren't in any of these places, if I'm out and about, I'm bound to get hungry.
Everybody is bound to get hungry at least 3 times every day. If bound to happens, it means that something is certain or very likely to happen.
For example, you might say, success is bound to come as long as you keep working hard.
It's like saying something certainly will happen. In fact, you could replace this term with that. You could say, you're certainly going to get hungry.
Okay, you are bound to get hungry when you're out and about in these different places. Relieve your hunger quickly at a robot restaurant.
We see this word relieve here, friends, so let's talk about it together. Relieve means to make pain or stress less.
Yeah, to make some bad feeling less or to go away. You might say, this medicine or pain reliever can relieve my pain. In this case, though, what is that thing you're trying to relieve? Well, it's your hunger.
Exactly. So this is a feeling that we want to make go away. Now we're going to look at some specific restaurants that use robots to do this.
All right, let's look at this first one here. At Tokyo's Evino Spaghetti, P-Robo can serve you a pasta dish in 45 seconds.
I'm very curious about if this 45 seconds is from the time you order it to receiving it, because that's really fast.
It is very fast. I think of how you make pasta. Doesn't it take longer than that just to cook the noodles?
Makes me wonder if this is a fresh dish or not.
Yeah, maybe some of these things are pre-cooked and they're just mixing them in together. Either way, it is pretty quick and convenient.
It definitely is. We're going to take a look at another restaurant now, friends. We see, in Singapore, Robo Chef is waiting to serve up a variety of dishes in 2 to 3 minutes.
Right, so again, this is a robot chef that's doing these things. Maybe it has some robot arms. It's able to move ingredients around, stir things, and serve it as well.
We have yet another example here. This restaurant is called Bots and Pots. At Bots and Pots in Europe, robots deliver nearly 100 servings of different dishes every hour without human help.
You know, I really like that name, Bots and Pots. It's robots and pots that you cook in put together.
Yeah, that is a really fun name. Well, what happens here is that there are no humans involved and robots are able to serve up these dishes.
Yes, they do a lot of them in a short amount of time. At a couple of fast food restaurants in the US, state-of-the-art robots are waiting to flip burgers and serve them.
I like that we've used that word flip here, friends. This means to turn something over very quickly. We do use this word when we're talking about the way we cook burgers. Once burgers are done on one side, we have to flip them over so that they can cook on the other.
Yeah, you can use that word flip with anything that you're cooking on a hot, flat surface. You might want to flip some pancakes for breakfast.
Now, out of all of these restaurants, Garrett, do any of them stand out to you as a place that you'd like to go?
Well, we didn't hear too much about what they serve at some of these, but that pasta restaurant is pretty interesting, and it makes sense that robots could flip burgers. Either way, though, I wonder if the quality is worse than something people are making.
It's a good question. I am inclined to think that the burgers might even be better, because if everything is consistent and the burgers are always being flipped at exactly the same time, there might be some more consistency there. Maybe the food is even better.
Yeah, I'd love to see how it works. I've seen too many fail videos online of robots trying to cook something and just throwing the ingredients all over the place.
Those kinds of videos are pretty funny to watch. I've seen videos of robots failing to do all kinds of things.
Right, but is that actually what happens most of the time in these kitchens? Probably not.
Probably not. Well, we do have more to learn about robots in the kitchen, friends. So let's continue now with our next reading.
Robots in the kitchen. The hardware and software in these robot chefs are designed for kitchen work. Their AI cameras collect information about the food, so cooking processes can be changed in an instant. Their mechanical arms are designed to move quickly and easily as they prepare food. The food quality is consistent and accurate, so the taste of the dishes is always the same.
Hardware 这个名词意思是五金制品，也是指电脑的硬体。譬如 ，The store sells hardware like tools and nails, so people can fix things at home or complete simple repair projects. 这家店贩售工具和钉子等五金制品，方便民众可以在家修理东西或完成简单的修缮工程。Hardware 的反义字是 software， 意思是软体。譬如 ，The company updated its software to fix bugs and provide users with better features for daily tasks. 该公司更新了软体以修复错误，并为使用者提供更好的功能来执行日常任务。另外来看一个字尾带有 ware 的字 ，kitchenware 的意思呢是厨房器具。譬如Rachel spent more than she should have on kitchenware, such as matching plates and cooking tools. Rachel 在厨房器具上花费超支，譬如成套的盘子和烹饪用具等。
Robots are becoming more and more common in the kitchen. It makes sense. They're able to be consistent and help companies to save money.Let's talk now about how they work.
Okay, great idea, Garrett. We read here together, the hardware and software in these robot chefs are designed for kitchen work. We see a word we have to talk about, friends, since it has to do with our topic today. It's that word chefs. A chef is a professional cook.
Yeah, for example, chefs might prepare big meals in a kitchen.Now, I think it's a kind of funny word to use here, because we don't use that term chef for someone that works at like a fast food restaurant. We use it for something that's a bit more creative usually, or a bit more fancy, which I wouldn't just use to describe these robots.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Sometimes we do call people who make food cooks, but I want to mention here, friends, we never call them cookers.
Yeah, we do not do that. A cooker is more like a machine.
Definitely. Okay, but we are referring to these robots as chefs here. We read on, their AI cameras collect information about the food, so cooking processes can be changed in an instant.
Cooking processes. Let's talk about that word. Processes are the series of steps that you take in order to make or do something.
Let's use that word processes in a sentence. The factory has new processes.
Okay, so cooking processes can be changed based on what is happening right before that robot.Their mechanical arms are designed to move quickly and easily as they prepare food.
We see an interesting adjective here that is describing the robot's arms. It's that word mechanical. When we say mechanical, we are talking about something related to a machine.
Yeah, for example, a person might have some mechanical pets. They're not actual pets like animals.It would be more like robots.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing to think about. But these are mechanical arms, and they're designed to move quickly. The food quality is consistent and accurate, so the taste of the dishes is always the same.
Okay, it is interesting that we use the word accurate here. Let's talk about what that means. Something that is accurate is correct or exact.
Here's an example. The clock is very accurate.
Now, Anne-Marie, I understand what we mean here, saying that food quality is consistent. That robot, it will do things the same way every time, but why would it be accurate?
Well, maybe because it's relying on a computer or computer software, it only knows how to do exactly that motion. So that motion is going to be done in a way that is very, very accurate. It will be done the same way every time.
And we see here that because of that, the food's going to taste the same every time. Now, will the food be amazing? Well, you'd have to try it to see.
That's my question, Garrett. I'm not sure if this food is delicious or just convenient. Let's talk more about this in just a moment after we go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The cheerful phrase, out and about. Last Saturday, I finally finished all my work early, so I grabbed my bike and headed out the door. I rode around the neighborhood, stopped at the park to swing for a bit, then popped into the corner store for a popsicle. I wasn't doing anything special, just wandering and enjoying the sunshine. And my friend texted me later asking where I was, and I replied, just out and about. Out and about means away from home, busy doing things in public places, going here and there without a strict plan. It's a light, positive way to say you're active and enjoying the day outside. For example, Grandma loves being out and about on sunny days, visiting friends and walking in the market. Or, after the rain stopped, the kids were out and about playing tag until dinner time. Here are more sayings with "and" right in the middle. Here and there means in various scattered places or doing small things occasionally. For example, I found my missing pencils here and there around the house, one under the couch, one in my backpack. Back and forth describes movement or conversation that goes one way and then the other repeatedly. For example, we tossed the frisbee back and forth in the yard until it got too dark to see. Being out and about that Saturday reminded me how nice it feels to just explore without a big agenda. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Robots in the kitchen. No matter whether they're cutting up vegetables or stirring what's in the pot, these robot chefs can deliver tasty meals, no famous chef required.
Alina began to stir the soup slowly, adding spices and tasting carefully until the flavors blended perfectly. Alina 开始慢慢地搅拌汤，边加入香料边仔细品尝，直到各种风味完美地融合。Stir 也可以引申为激起或是触动情绪，譬如 The speech continued to stir emotions among the crowd, inspiring hope and courage for the future.这场演说持续搅动着群众的情绪，激发了对未来的希望与勇气。惯用于 stir the pot， 字面的意思呢是搅动锅子，它常用来比喻挑起事端。譬如 ，Charlie likes to stir the pot by making comments that create tension or arguments, even when the group is calm。Charlie 喜欢发表引发对立或争论的言论。以此来挑起事端，即使当时团体气氛很平静。And that's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
So robot chefs are all over the place now, and they can provide a convenient, consistent dish. Let's talk about them just a bit more.
All right, we have a few more terms to look at the end of our lesson, friends. We read, no matter whether they're cutting up vegetables or stirring what's in the pot, these robot chefs can deliver tasty meals. No famous chef required. Let's first talk about no matter.
No matter. You might see this in some sentences. It means regardless of the situation, regardless of this or that, something is true.
Let's use no matter in another sentence. No matter what, try your best. Now, Garrett, I noticed something else that's interesting in this sentence. It says stirring what's in the pot. I have heard the sentence said stirring the pot.
Oh, yeah, that is a very different phrase, usually not talking about food if we're using it as an idiom. To stir the pot means to, well, maybe make conflict or make a situation complicated, often in a relationship.
I wonder if our writer did this on purpose, because I know that robot chefs are a controversial topic. Some people think that they are stealing jobs or the food quality isn't as good. So I guess you could say robot chefs are stirring what's in the pot and also stirring the pot.
Right, they are stirring what's in the pot. They can deliver tasty meals is what our author tells us. Let's talk about one more word here.
All right, this word deliver means to bring or provide something.
For example, the moving company can deliver all of my things to me very quickly.
And as Garrett said, this is what the author tells us. We're not so sure if these meals are actually tasty, if they are actually delicious, but maybe they are.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them are. I'm sure every restaurant will be a bit different, but either way, they're probably here to stay.
Yeah, that's another good point. Well, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 no matter whether 的用法，意思是无论与否或不管是不是，后面通常接 A 或 B 或 or not 的结构，强调不论情况如何，结果都不会改变。句子的结构是 no matter whether 加主词加动词逗点主句点点点，也可以将 no matter 省略，语义大致相同。另外也可以将 no matter whether 替换为 no matter if， 但后者更口语化。来看例句， No matter whether it is sunny or rainy, the event will take place as planned. 也可以写成 Whether it is sunny or rainy, the event will take place as planned. 不论是晴天还是雨天，活动都将如期举行。
Friends, we've come to the end of our article, so let's take a moment to talk about some of the things we learned today.
Well, we learned that robot chefs are here. These robots aren't just delivering food to our tables, but are actually preparing the food at some restaurants.
We talked about several of these restaurants in our article, places like Bots and Pots, and even some fast food restaurants where the robots flip burgers.
Right, because these robots have mechanical arms and AI technology, they're able to do things very consistently and accurately, hopefully providing the same experience every time you go there.
Friends, have you ever eaten in a restaurant that had a robot chef? It's something that I would like to do sometime. That's something you can talk about in English. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye!
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.